SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
It's level three.
This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down. Countdown to kickoff is on. And we can tell you officially, if you are listening to this show, you are part of something special. You're part of a special crew. Because this is the only show in the entire freaking world broadcasting live from Media Row in Los Angeles, California. This will be a badge of honor. The only show in the world. Do you hear anybody?
Do you hear that?
Do you hear anybody? No.
Say it again.
The only show in the world. Right now, people in China are watching the Olympics. There's nobody broadcasting. Do you see anybody here? I don't see anybody here. The only guy here is me. Our main man, Felix, is doing a great job. And there's a couple of dudes over there. I think they're from Germany or Australia or something, but they're not broadcasting. They're typing.
And the British parasites who eat all the food.
Those guys are sleeping here all night. They don't leave.
They got hammered.
They're too cheap to get hotels, Cameron.
They are tight, these guys. They stole my game, and it's
You really could do
they
that.
They sleep
though.
On the FanDuel set after we leave.
Like, what are you going to do? Call the cops? Like,
No. Honestly, once you pass this here, bro.
Yeah, you could sleep.
These guys would not say anything if you passed LA. Dude, you could sleep right under this, right here.
I could literally take the NFL alumni thing, fold it up as a duvet, and
you
wake up.
You could sleep on a Sleep Number pavilion as long as you're up by the morning.
It's a great point.
Nobody was saying anything because they'd think, he's probably a Sleep Pavilion because who would have the balls to get in a Sleep Number?
What's your number?
It's like our boy. It's like our boy. We know somebody can sneak anywhere. You got to just act like you own it. Just, Cam, if you just kick back, put your feet up right on that Sleep Number.
What time do people get here?
I bet you security would walk past you right now and they wouldn't even say anything.
No.
They'd think, man, if this guy is actually linebacker on this, and he's got a Lammy. I'm not messing with him because he's bold enough.
I'd be in Sleep Number, and when Donnie Wrightside and Walsh rolling at 250 and go, hey, there's Cam, then my cover's blown.
No, you know what would happen? You'd get away with it initially.
Yeah.
And then the call would come, Cardano. Did you actually think it would be a good idea to take a nap on the Sleep Number because the video camera caught?
Yeah. Imagine that. They're rolling in Michael Gallup at 6:45, and I'm like, hi, guys. Like, I'm just stretching
out. All drool and stuff.
I say, hold on.
Hey, Cam, you spill everything now.
I know.
Imagine. Spilt a little.
Oh, imagine that.
A little sriracha sauce on the Sleep Number.
I dropped my chicken on your bed. I'm eating in bed.
Anyway. Sleep Number.
Oh, boy.
All right, so, Babano, over, under. What do you feel? Props, Babano. We're going to get you out here in a couple minutes. So, props, what do you got? What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm going to mention players specifically that I'm looking at for props.
Hey,
yeah.
That bag is done, bro. You're done with it. It's actually bothering me sitting on this pristine desk that we have. You keep on going back to it like there's more. You want more chips?
Yeah, I do, honestly. Give me some freaking
two Bengals and two Rams for player props that I'm focusing on. T. Higgins and Joe Mixon. I already mentioned it with you on Sunday about Mixon over receiving yards and receptions because I think he'll be the outlet receiver for Joe Burrow when the pocket collapses. He's got to get the ball out quickly. Mixon will be that guy. And I think T. Higgins is going to have a big day receiving for the Bengals because, look, it's probably going to be Ramsey matched up against Chase. And Burrow's still going to chuck it to Chase because he's got so much confidence in him that, you know, he can make the catch with, you know, the coverage draped all over him. That's how good the chemistry is. But I still think Higgins is going to have a big day for the Bengals, receiving yards, receptions. For the Rams, I think Cam Akers, I think they're going to really try to run the ball because the Bengals' run defense is still a little bit shaky. I think Cam Akers will be a big part, so I'm looking at rushing yards and attempts over for him. And for receiving, I'm looking at Odell Beckham. Not that Kupp won't have a big impact. It seems like Kupp is almost automatic for 100 receiving yards and like 8 or 9 catches every game. But you're always still not getting greatest of value with his props. I think OBJ is that guy for the Rams. So those are the players I'm looking at. OBJ, Akers for the Rams, Mixon, and Higgins for the Bengals.
Well done, Babano. All right, hold on 1 second. Late Night Anger Management Class. You are listening live from Los Angeles, California. The countdown is on. We're kicking it with the icons, the legends, the celebrities. Right in the smack dab in the middle of Beverly Hills. That's right. That's where we're from. We're broadcasting live from the Beverly Hilton. We got Lee Steinberg over there. Tom Cruise. Hey, Tom, I'm sorry. I can't talk right now. I'm live on the air. As Cam can attest, all the celebrities are here, Cam. Well, you know what? We're not lying. All the celebrities are here in Los Angeles. They're not just in this room with us.
I heard they were here earlier.
Yes.
Not lying. No, there are a lot of celebrities in L.A.
They're not here.
No, they're
not
all
here now.
The fit ones are sleeping. The athletes are sleeping.
The party
and
ones
the other
are
ones right now at the Playboy Mansion.
Exactly.
It's like 11:07.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, are we going to get invited to anything?
I told you.
No.
They don't want us there.
Anywhere?
Just broadcast.
That's not nice.
Away from them. Me. They should really just have like.
Yeah, but what about like on our college football days, Cam? At least we were welcome with like the Liberty Bowl people and stuff like that. We don't even have any Liberty Bowl people here to hang about. We're just like one wants to, like nobody.
Like we become these guys.
And even McAfee and my boys, they like me, but
they're not. You're not going out drinking with them.
No. Well, I asked them where they staying, and they just grinned at me. You know what he told me?
We'll see you tomorrow.
No, you know what he told me. He said. The west side.
You know where?
The money side. Follow Ian Cameron on Twitter at the Babano for all of his great picks. More of Cam's doing on the other side. We got Rich Piano coming up. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
It's pretty cool. We were talking about hooking up with Jason Smith tomorrow. And not only are we going to hook up, but we set it up. Jason's going to join me in the last hour of the program tomorrow night.
Seriously?
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah. I bet you, because he's smart enough, he's probably not on Friday night, I bet, huh?
No, he isn't. You're right. I think Thursday, you're good call by you. I think tomorrow to his, he's like, yeah, you know what?
They're going to say, well, no, he's just, you know, do this, and he'll be back on Sunday.
Exactly.
Because they're not crazy, and they're not going to make him be on the next day.
Yeah. Kind of like
enjoy your day. You told him, let's hook up, and he's like, tomorrow, I got you.
Yeah.
You're right, though, Marantz. I think I heard him say, like, Friday, it's like, that's chill day.
Yeah. Oh, I think it might be up. Well, we're going to have our own stuff. Tomorrow night, we got Dave Anderson joining us here in studio. Tony Finn. Oh, my God. Tony Finn actually qualified through everything?
That's amazing. Not from Area 51.
Yeah.
No, but Tony, actually, it's amazing. So Tony passed NFL Quaaludes. Security
you
protocol.
You should see his headshot.
Yeah?
Quaaludes.
Oh, yeah.
Is it sketchy? I'm sure it is.
It's a whole, like, a half-body shot. It wasn't a headshot. It was a...
he didn't go to Sears Portrait Studio.
You didn't understand. Headshot means head.
Yeah, it means head. It doesn't mean torso.
Yeah, Dave Anderson, no old friend of ours, Dave Anderson, Houston Texan, Denver Bronco, Colorado State. He'll be with us in studio tomorrow night. Jason Smith, Fox Sports Radio, will join us. Jason's been around a long time. I think he used to be on ESPN. He was on Sporting News, I think, for years. So we got Rich Miano going to be joining us in a couple of minutes, but... Cam, what are you looking at for the golf that's going to be teeing off, actually, not all that long from now?
No, I talked to, actually, a guy who comes on your show at the coffee machine, you know, the Arizona display, Howard Balzer.
Balzer was here?
Yeah, but he was only there. I met him at the coffee machine. And I say he seems like a nice guy. That's
what, you tell him you were with me?
I didn't really know, and then I just realized that after the, like,
you saw why, because he has the beard.
It was funny, because you know me, like, old school back in the day, that guy's been doing this stuff for a long time. Like,
yeah,
it was
he was on ESPN
like
on the first draft ever on ESPN coverage.
I like that guy.
Yeah, Howard Balzer.
Oh, he's cool, man. He's cool.
He ghosted me yesterday.
Yeah. What?
He ghosted me. I called him. No answer. And
he
looked,
I'm going to be honest with you. He had like a heavy backpack and stuff. He just wanted a damn coffee. Like, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things. Everyone's like, hey, party time.
That's what I was going to say.
Balzer's getting work done.
Balzer's one of these guys that actually is going into those media conference rooms up there and press conferences.
Yes.
A lot of people don't care and they don't even realize. It's like, I was walking down the hall. It's like, oh, yeah, you can speak to Joe Burrow in room 504. You got to register virtually, but they're too busy hoarding Pepsis and everything.
Exactly.
And my deal is, it's not my job to interview Joe Burrow. I can't convert it. Like, they tell me, well, you know what I mean? What am I going to do?
Well,
I'm going to go during the virtual thing and ask him in the press conference. What do I care? I got 6 hours of live content to do. I'm not a reporter to ask people questions in a press conference. It's not my job.
I could tell you one thing, and even if we did get Sean McVay on your show, with that vein popping through, like, it doesn't matter if you had the
best. I'd soften him up a little bit.
No offense. Like, you're good. You're the best tenderizer in the business, but it's just
McVay's all business. That's why you're betting against him.
I got my reasons. I got my reasons.
He even looks like you.
I know. You're right. I'm like the more beat down, like
is this,
9 to 5.
Is this your safety blanket? You're hanging on to your rag can rag?
Here's the Pepsi. This is what these guys do. This is my T-shirt.
That's what rice turned into.
They spilled
one bowl of rice turned into.
Yeah. These guys spilled my sauce. It's all on the shirt. I don't know how I got the shirt. Was it hang loose? No, it's same here. Thumbs up. I don't know what the hell that means. All I know is it's got chicken sauce and everything from that damn restaurant. I got fleeced in that place. It was a sex ring, and we're buying chicken from this place. Anyway, golf picks. Let's go.
I don't know how it was a sex ring, but
Where were those chicks before we ordered? And all of a sudden, the orders got mixed up. Like, there was 8 people in the van. It went from 1 guy to 8. Let's go.
What do you got?
I've changed my opinion on a couple of things.
Okay.
Xander Shiffley, 20-1. I think he's going to be there. And then we're going to go with Scheffler at 24. Gabe, I'm going to lose Wise and put him in a different category. Fitzpatrick, 41. Mitchell, 65. Holmes, 65. Went out of order. Connors, the Canadian, at 50. Xander Shiffley, Scheffler, Fitzpatrick, Connors, Mitchell, Homa. Let's go. First round leaders. It's a different tournament. We're not playing on the same 3 different courses. I got a couple for you. You're going to love this one. Victor Hovland in the tournament is 14 for first round leader. He's 29-1. First round leader with chalk, you get a way better number for first round leaders. Guys, I'm geo-blocked right now, but I'm going to call my buddy Vince the mailman, give him a nice text in the morning with the list of these. Sam Burns, 42-1. L list for you, Bob. 55-1. L list. First round leader,
because
55.
Your kiss is on my list.
Your kiss is on L list. Top 20s. Are you ready, Gabe? Let's go. 8 guys. We got Shiffley, -150. Hovland, -125. Scheffler, +110. Burn, Mr. Burns, +155. Fitzpatrick, +155. Homa, Gabe's guy, +290. Wise, +290. Kim Mitchell, I am a wild party. It's Keith Mitchell, friend of the Bills now, and your boy Josh Allen, +310. Matchups, Hovland, +102 over Cantlay. Connors, +102 over Bubba Watson. Kepka, pick 'em over Tony Finau.
Great job, Cam.
Thank you, buddy.
We're going to go. Gokster's got a 6-pack you can assess here, and then you can get catch your breath.
Yep.
McCannis, what's up to our boy McCannis? He says USA, China over 6. Is it some ice hockey? USA, China?
China over 6? China's been good, hasn't it? Hockey or rocks? Is it hockey?
Hockey.
Oh, yeah. I agree with McInnes on that
one. And I'm assuming it's men's. Let's see. Men's ice hockey. Check this.
Did they just cut our internet?
No.
Okay.
Man, you're suspicious fastest guy.
No, I just saw you had a picture.
Maybe it was
a
sex ring from the truck screwing with your internet.
I'll tell you, though, they really. I was really looking forward to that dinner. Thanks for being actually giving me your vegetables.
You saw the serving really wasn't that big in the first place, but
it's not worth $25. But it was.
It
delicious.
Wasn't 25. It was 15. And why'd you pay 25?
Yeah, that's what it. You tipped too? No, with tax and stuff, it was like 23.
No, you're right. It was.
Okay,
21.
No, trust me. I saw your.
You know why? Because we got the vegetables.
We got the extra sauce too.
Yeah.
Good call.
The hot drop.
Yeah, the hot drop, whatever the hell that means. What's hot drop?
Hot drop is you getting hot drop for your meal.
Oh, I got hot dropped.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
think about the dude that got his. You got your nice meal.
You know what?
He
was disheveled.
And the thing is, for the record, maybe it was God's destiny. He wanted to order more. He didn't have enough money, and they were arguing. And he just said, "All right, just give me the freaking
exactly.
rice."
Exactly. He was an angry order. Like
that's
like,
why
he
was sitting there getting mad looking.
No, he was muttering,
and he saw everyone else living it up. people rolling him. He's coming up. And he's just looking at everyone.
You're right.
He had his dump his bike. That guy got a break tonight. Let's just call it us. He got a full meal. He tried to buy a meal. All he could get was rice, and he got your meal. That's what
exactly.
happened.
Exactly. He bought the minimum
God
rice.
God intended it that way.
Exactly, Rex. He got the full deal.
God intended it that way.
Very true.
So, yeah, men's ice hockey, USA and China. One thing about China in this game is if you're thinking it's all Chinese, dude, it's not. There's 18 of them aren't even Chinese. They're Canadian and American guys.
I'm going to tell you something. They probably slipped something into some of these Americans. I'm going to tell
I'd
you,
China. I almost take the plus two and a half with China.
I'm kind of plus two and a half plus money. Sold. I'm sold.
I'm sorry, USA.
I know, dude. USA, we love you like a brother, but like China, China's got something going on.
Thing is, though. This isn't like we're not betting on the. I mean, I don't know. This is a commie parlay that hit for you.
My commie parlay won twice.
All right. Yeah. So we're not communists. Yeah. Okay. We're not communists.
No,
but,
not.
Because what we're telling you is, out of the Chinese team, 18 of them are North American.
Yes.
There's only like seven Asian. There's only seven born nationals.
I told you.
There's a Russian guy or two.
I was watching short track speed skating. Hungary was going to win their first medal. The Chinese guy took him out. They went to the judges, and then they took the guy from Hungary out.
Yeah.
And the Chinese guy's got gold and silver. You don't think things are happening at these games?
It was crap. I was watching the ladies snowboard stuff, the trick stuff, the ski stuff. It was badass. They're real good, but there's some like model from China. Man, she does everything. She plays piano. She sings. She was great skier and stuff. She was good, Cam, but basically, same thing. Like, she did kind of the same things a lot of people did, and it was like, boom, tense.
Yeah, like that.
But they're not playing around. And as I read, too, they're not even really hiding it. They're an FU boat.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you bid for the Olympics and you rig it.
Exactly. Excellent points.
you rig it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like as bull? We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
We let them off the hook. R.I.P. Dennis Green. Man, we had Coach Green on a couple of times. And just a passionate man. The passion for football. Smart man, funny guy. May he rest in peace. And that really is one of the best all-time meltdowns of all time. All right, let's talk football. We actually are right now, literally and figuratively, the only show broadcasting from Media Row in Los Angeles because we're dedicated, we're passionate, we're hardcore, and we're broke. We need the money. So that's why we're here overnight. But all kidding aside, it's been quite the circus here. We're on during the day. We're cleaning up at nighttime here, and we're lucky to have Rich Miano join us right now. A man that played 10 years in the National Football League, a name that is very familiar in the scouting world, in the football world. He was the executive director of the Hula Bowl for a long time. But like I said earlier. How can you be the executive? How can a Hula Bowl be called a Hula Bowl if it's not in Hawaii? All right, let's bring in Rich Miano right now. Rich, welcome to Sports Rage. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us, my man. How you doing?
Doing great, man. Excited to be with you guys, and what a great week leading up to this hopefully exciting Super Bowl.
Man, I tell you what, we're fired up here right now. And if the fun thing about this game, and I look forward to your take from a defensive back perspective, one thing about this game, and that's what makes it interesting, I think you can legitimately make an argument for either team, can't you, Rich? It's not like there's, this team really needs a lot of things to go their way to win this game. Man, we've been breaking it down for nearly 2 weeks now. Earlier, I was like, I'm not getting in front of Joe Burrow. Like, when I saw what I've seen, I'm like, this guy, he's got ice in his veins. The defensive adjustments that the Bengals have made in the second half for the playoffs all the time. And I was like, oh, I'm taking the points. I'm not getting in front of Burrow. And I don't know if it's because I'm in L.A. right now, bro, but as the game approaches, I have a hard time betting against Sean McVay in his second Super Bowl. I just think that he's learned so much from that first experience. What a great matchup we have, Rich.
Yeah, there's no question. It's an intriguing matchup, one that I don't think many sports fans anticipated. Obviously, when you've only won six games in the previous 2 years to go to a Super Bowl, it kind of gives the Jets and the Detroit Lions and the Jacksonville Jaguars some hope. You draft the right quarterback, you get Jamar Chase, you get Hendrickson on the defensive line, you get a good coach in Zach Taylor, and Cincinnati has been known to have the least amount of scouting in the scouting department, probably the cheapest organization in terms of what they spend. But look what they've done, and this is a tribute to not only Joe Burrow, not only Zach Taylor, but that front office. There's some free agent acquisitions. There's some draft picks. Joe Mixon, the running back. I mean, they've got some people, and they're legit. And to beat Kansas City, especially like they did in that second half, just showed the world that not only is Joe Burrow for real, but this team is for real.
Rich Miano with us. And listen, you've been around the scouting departments and the Bulls, et cetera. So you're saying the Bengals were a little thrifty with the scouts. They weren't always there sometimes. That's kind of tough, isn't it? And you got, but sometimes, isn't it like, like teams, like the scouts that know, all right, we don't have the same type of bankroll and firepower. But it's almost like they get more out of their bang for their buck, some of these teams, because they're forced to be smarter almost. Is that a reasonable take? That sometimes these teams that don't have as much money have to get it right, so they seem to be more diligent in doing it? Because they've done a great job drafting. Like, drafting guys, what do you think of that, Rich? Drafting guys part of winning programs. Burrow winning program, Chase winning program, T. Higgins winning program, Mixon winning program. Seems like all the younger guys they brought in, there's a method to that madness.
Yeah, and Hendrickson, and then when you look at the other defensive end, when you start looking at this team, you've got to give the scouting department, and like you mentioned, sometimes it's not about having, 72 analysts and 42 consultants and, when nothing is getting done in terms of them choosing the right guys. When you look at the Bengals, I mean, like you just mentioned, they've hit on so many draft picks. They hit on getting the head coach right. They obviously got the quarterback right. And here they are in the Super Bowl. So, as much as that team has been down for the last couple of decades, man, to arrive in the Super Bowl, beating the Kansas City Chiefs, especially how they did it in the second half, and they ran the ball, they threw the ball, Burrow extended plays, they put pressure on Mahomes, they changed their whole philosophy in terms of three-man rush, a spy on Mahomes, because Mahomes was having some successful scramble extension of plays, and then dropping the 7-8 guys into coverage. I mean, that in itself showed that they're, defensively, in terms of their coordinator and their position coaches, they made great adjustments.
Rich Miano with us, played 10 years in the National Football League, was executive director of the Hula Bowl for another decade plus. So, Rich, let me ask you this question. As a defensive back, as you were, what's a tougher challenge to stop? Odell Beckham, Cooper Kupp, and the Stafford combo, and then throwing in, Jefferson and Blanton and maybe Higbee? Like, if you're the player, you're saying, all right, I'd rather match up with this, or going up against the phenom and Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd, who not a lot of people talk about. Man, and these three guys, there were only one other team that had three wide receivers or 800 yards or more. Now it's Tampa. Which is the tougher matchup? Which is tougher to stop? The Rams combo wide receivers and passing attack, or the Bengals, in your opinion?
Well, I think you just kind of hit the nail on the head in terms of you got two phenomenal quarterbacks. I would say rated between 5 and 10. To me, the quarterback chart goes Aaron Rodgers, and then it goes Mahomes and Josh Allen. Then you, there's an argument for Herbert, Burrows, and who else am I missing? Maybe another quarterback in there. Then you have to talk about Stafford, and you have to talk about, I always tell people when they talk about Matt Stafford has been a failure, first pick of the draft, 13 years in the NFL, I say, well, that means Steve Young was a failure too when he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because you would have never heard of him. He would have never got that jacket. He would have never been in the Hall of Fame. He wouldn't have had Super Bowls if he didn't go to the San Francisco 49ers with Bill Walsh, you know, and Jerry Rice and John Taylor and that group. So, you know, Stafford has always had a big-time arm. He's always had the ability to make all these throws. So you look, you think after 13 years, if he can win a Super Bowl, I think his career will, you know, speak volumes in terms of how great of a talent he was. But then you talk about Burrow and you say what he has done in high school, what he's done in college, now what he's doing in the National Football League, the confidence, the swagger. And you mentioned those three receivers are probably more athletic than any other three receivers in the National Football League. Now, Cooper Kupp, I mean, we're going to continue to stereotype this guy for years and years and years, and, you know, winning the Triple Crown and how he blocks on the line of scrimmage, how he cracks back on linebackers and defensive ends. He's as complete as a receiver as we've probably seen in this league. And then, you know, Odell, I mean, that's a resurrection of a career. And Higbee's, you know, if he's healthy and he's playing, he's a heck of a tight end. So you have the ingredients with Jefferson as well. Both teams, to me, have a plethora of skill people. To me, it comes down to the offensive line. And that's when I think that the Rams have a big advantage. And you talk about Whitworth, you know, 40 years old, playing the offensive tackle in this league. To me, that's almost as great as Brady being 44 or 45 years old playing the quarterback position. So,
yeah, Whitworth's actually been hit, right? He's been in the trenches. Yeah. Brady's barely been hit for 44 years. Let's be real.
And you got to bend your knees, and you got to, you know.
That's like being a catcher, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the game of playing offensive line at tackle, especially when, you know, you're on that side away from the tight end or you're in 10 personnel, you've got to be able to play in space against speed rushers, power rushers, guys that have, you know, incredible abilities on that edge. So Whitworth is a phenom in himself, and that's why I think the Rams have the advantages amongst the offensive line.
And, you know, we're in conversation with Rich Miano right now, the Late Night Anger Management class, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. I am Gabriel Morenci. The one thing with Burrow, and we've been talking about this, man, he got lit up 9 times. It doesn't seem to bother him. And you know it does internally, but he just sort of gets up and just sort of, he keeps going, and he's, I don't know if it's the Ben Roethlisberger was sort of the same way earlier. Like, you know, Ben would get lit up, and it didn't really, you know, didn't really stop him. Yet, yeah, it's one thing to get smashed, isn't it, against Tennessee? And then how just vicious are the Rams? Like, specifically, Von Miller's balling right now again, isn't he, Rich? It seems like he's got that jump in his step. He knows he's one win away from real greatness and winning a Super Bowl on another team. And you get into Aaron Donald as well, who can just implode a pocket. How dangerous is this for the Bengals' offensive line? Everyone's talking about that matchup, but do you think that, yeah, it's true, the Rams' D-line really are going to kill these guys in the trench?
Yeah, and I think that the Bengals have to establish a running game early with Mixon. They have to go to play-action pass. They have to stay in this game into the third and fourth quarters. And the guy that I think, and I said this last year, you know, everybody talked about Tampa Bay last year and their ability when they won that Super Bowl. I said the key to that game was Vita Vea. When they got Vita Vea back from injury, that gave them that inside pressure. That also gave them that run-stopping ability. Well, guess what? Greg Gaines maybe is not Vita Vea, although they both went to the University of Washington and were coached by Kaika Malloy, a good friend of mine. But guess what? He has shown the ability to push the pocket. He will also pressure from the inside. And then when you have the Von Millers and you have the...
All right, Rich, hold on one second, Rich. Hold on, Rich. I just want to get your pick on the other side. I want to get your take on Hawaii football as well. More Rich Meander, Late Night Air Match for Crash. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner. And I know the winner. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute. You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of
Miami versus
Cincinnati. 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 Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Countdown to kickoff is on. We're having a great time here on Media Row. You are listening to the only show broadcasting live anywhere in the world right now, literally and figuratively. We outlasted Jason Smith earlier. Great guy. Jason's going to join us tomorrow night. It's been a wild day. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to be on the McAfee show at some point in time. I don't know exactly what time. That's the whole thing. We're going to be in the green room, all right? We're going to be in the green room. Hopefully we get on quickly and earlier on the program. But it's been a wild run here and having a great time. We spoke with Greg Cassell tonight from NFL Films. Been with the league for 42 years, second longest employee. Love the conversation, just like we're loving the conversation with Rich Miano right now. So, Rich, I want to get you, before we get you out of here, and I really appreciate your time, I want your take on Warrior football. But first, I got to ask you for the obligatory pick. On the Super Bowl, what's the difference? Who's the X factor? Who do you think ends up winning? What people think is going to be a very competitive Super Bowl. Look at the playoffs, bro. Every game's coming down to the last play all the time. How does this play out? Who does Rich Miano like in Super Bowl 56?
I'm going with the Rams 30-20, and I think the X factor is the ability to keep Matthew Stafford clean, the ability for him to continue with OBJ and Cooper Kupp and that receiving core. And I just think Sean McVay being in the Super Bowl for the second time, what he's learned, what they do offensively. The Joe Burrow, Cincinnati Bengals have been a great story, but that to me is that Cinderella's not going to get that slipper, so to speak.
The slipper gets smashed at some point. Everything comes to an end, right? It's a cold world. It's a cold. Because, you know, people are talking about all the team of destiny and Burrow. And you know what? Some of our colleagues here keep talking about team of destiny and all this. Listen, whatever, man. The Rams players got dreams too, right, Rich? it's not like everybody's a team of destiny. Everyone's an athlete of destiny. You get this far, it's part of your destiny. Doesn't mean you're going to win the damn game, though.
Yeah, and you know, you talked about the Bengals being built through the draft and a couple of free agent acquisitions and all that kind of stuff, but this Rams team, they went out and spent money. They got Von Miller, they got OBJ, they've given up draft picks. They're basically saying, we got to win right now. They went and got
Matthew
Stafford, obviously. And to me, they have all the parts. They have the chemistry. They have the superstars. They have the home field advantage, which I think is maybe the greatest stadium in this world, not just in the United States. And this will be a home crowd for them.
All right, Rich. So before we get you out of here, my man, I really appreciate it. Nobody, your passion for Warrior football, second to none. Obviously, I feel for the people of Hawaiian football fans. It bothered me originally. You know, the Pro Bowl, the players loved it. I loved it. I swear to God, Rich, you know, we're on Media Row now, and I've been to a lot of different places and stuff. I never been to a Pro Bowl before or a Hawaii game. And it was one of those things on my bucket list. And I was always like, man, I got to be in one of these Pro Bowls. Just looks so fun. Or the Hawaii Bowl at Christmas time, the Hula Bowl. And, you know, I just always, you know, thought of football in Hawaii. And it's been a kind of a tough run with the stadium stuff going on and the pandemic going on. And then with the actual program. How do you feel with, like, you know, everything that happened now that Timmy Chang has taken over, Rich? How do you feel about the direction of the program?
I'm a little worried. I think it's at a crossroads. You know, you have a 9,000-seat stadium that's going to be expanded to 10. Then it's supposed to get to 15. But by the time they build this new stadium and this entertainment complex, you know, Hawaii, everything takes years longer than originally anticipated. Everything costs hundreds, if not billions of dollars more. And the University of Hawaii is at a crossroads in terms of, you know, being a Division I FBS football program, whereas just in 2006, 2007, under the stewardship of June Jones, I think there was some national prominence. But, you know, Timmy Chang's a good young coach, and hopefully he can turn this thing around, because it's going to take more than enthusiasm and transfer portal and JC transfers and high school recruiting. It's going to take this whole community, and hopefully this community is up for it, because it's important to this state, and right now it is at kind of a low point.
How much does it hurt you? I can hear the pain in your voice almost. Right? Like I said, it started with the stadium, and I get it. I know, like, politics coming to play everywhere, but our boy Matthias, of course, you know, he knows the islands well, and he said, man, stuff takes a long time, right? There's always red tape and stuff. And, you know, started with the stadium and then, you know, contributed to the program. I was just thinking, too, man, it's tough to recruit in circumstances like this, isn't it, Rich? Like, you really need, yeah, right, like, this is like a rebuild here, isn't it? And, like, it wasn't that long ago that, quite frankly, part of my language, the program was kicking some serious ass.
Yeah, and you're right. And you talk about, like, you know, we don't have a training table, and all these schools do in the Mountain West and, of course, the Pac-12. We don't have a sports performance center. You know, the facilities ain't up to par. The apparel contract's not as strong as it needs to be. This is a very expensive place to live. So there's a lot of needs for student-athletes. But at the same time, we're selling Hawaii. It's a beautiful place. But, when you know, you don't have a stadium that is actually an NCAA capacity. Limitations of 15,000 seating capacity. You've got some really huge hurdles to overcome, but at the same time, I think it can be done. But it's gonna be tough. And you know, I look at my son who works for the San Diego State football department, and they had the same problem—an off-campus stadium that was aging. Yeah. Well, guess what? Same time frame. They're gonna open up to a new stadium last year. We haven't even torn down Aloha Stadium this year, so. As Matthias will tell you, things take way too long to get done here. And this is something that recruits, the future of this program is going to depend upon. So it's in a state of flux right now. And hopefully we can get out of this because Hawaii football, as you know, the Polynesians from Hawaii, they love it. Kahuku High School is a national powerhouse. And we deserve to have great Division I football.
That's what I'm saying, man. It seems like almost every big-time quarterback right now in college is coming from Hawaii, right? And then you look, you know, the state of athletics. It's sad to see. I hear the pain in your voice. I know a lot of people wanted you to be part of this rebuilding process as well, Rich. But we really appreciate you taking the time to be with us here tonight. Late for us, early for you, but we really appreciate it. Let's definitely do this again. And you're saying the Rams are winning the Super Bowl.
30 to 20. I'm hoping to put one of those $20 bets, get about $565,000 off of it, and pick.
All right, what do you say? 30. Yeah, I got the scores in front of me here, Rich. Actually, I got it. I'll get you the number here. All right, so you're not going to win that much money, bro.
If I win like $500,000, you and Matthias first class, you guys can stay in the Hyatt presidential suite.
Yeah, yeah. I like it. So listen, it's 150 to 1. 150 to 1. So listen, we got to
put $10,000 on it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then we're talking a quarter of a nice, smooth quarter of a mil, bro. Now we're talking. Then we'll get some players actually for Hawaii. How's that sound?
We'll get some NIL deals. We'll get some NIL money.
Yes, sir, man. NIL deal. You damn right, Rich. Hey, so that, yeah, it's 151 final score. Hey, Rich. Loved having you on, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. Great stuff.
You guys have a great night.
That's Rich Miano. Man, that was fun stuff with Rich. Yeah, I mean, everyone's giving exact scores. You're not going to like the score, though. And this guy played 10 years in the league, was the head guy at the Hula Bowl, so he knows. He said, Rams going to be too much, 30-20 Rams.
Hey.
And then he goes, I want to put get one of those exact score props in. All right, I told him. I said, it's 150-1.
What was he going to win? 250 grand? How much you got to put on that? You got to put it like a couple grand, right?
Yeah. Let's see. So. He said he wanted to put $10,000.
Oh, I love this guy.
Yeah. Look, they won't. Yes. FanDuel won't even let us do $1,000 on that.
So what's the max wager? 500, I bet.
Let's see.
I can say 500. Nope, 500. Exactly.
Yeah, all right, let's see.
Go over 500.
Nope.
Go 800.
Let's see, 6.
Nope, it's
You're
five.
Right.
I called it. Yeah. Where's my prize?
FanDuel's maxing out at $500. $500 on a Rams 30-20 win? That's pretty good money. You know $75,000.
You know what that score is? On a 7-point teaser? Rams to the over. Rams to the under.
That's
Bengals
a middle.
To the
that's
over.
Everyone. Yeah, that
30-20 equals
this score
all
is very
teasers
possible
win.
Too.
Oh, baby. You know what? Yeah. I you know how I feel about the Bengals. I think they're going to win the game, but by 3.
I think it's a little higher. 30-21.
Oh, you like one more point.
No, I think, honestly, I think it's like 33-27. I'm not locked in yet, but that's the neighborhood I'm in.
Well, I'll tell you that. 33-27 is 60, so you're going to go alternate over-under spread.
Or I think 31-24.
Yeah. Still. At the total's 48.5. Like,
30-24 wouldn't surprise me.
What the heck? You want another score? How many you got, Mateus? Like, 9? Like, yeah, you sound like no. My golf pitch. Hey, Cameron.
I didn't you're give like, my final on, score yet. I'm feeling it out. I'm giving you the neighborhood.
B. Horschel, L. List. Yes,
30-24, 31-23.
31-23.
Did
they say 30-20?
30-23.
That's the first
10-point
one we've heard?
Yeah.
That, no, that's his. That's Rich Meehan. Almost write him down. Rich, the first one, the only important one time was Bob. So Bob said 35-17.
Bengals.
Bengals.
Yes.
Wow.
Joe Burrow throws 4 touchdowns and runs for one.
And Joe Burrow.
I like no one else anything.
That's
can.
The best.
It's Joe Burrow
responsible for all points with Cincinnati. That makes me like it. Like, that's Bob. Like, Bob's awesome.
All right. I'm going to be honest, too. We'll say this now, too. A lot of people we have on, we're not allowed to ask them picks. It's just awkward.
No, but you seem cool about it, right? Like, I like even you guys' reaction. Like,
no, this guy's all right. Yeah. I'm saying, though, so the guy in the Cowboys today, we were told like 30 times before, don't talk about gambling with a guy in the NFL.
No,
we didn't. And then he just goes to us, well, you know, you guys are talking about the game. He goes, I think it'll be a low-scoring game. Yeah. Basically told us he likes the under.
Yes, he did.
He goes, there won't be no points. Since exactly. He looked at the camp, he goes, there'll be no points. He goes, the defenses will both shut them both down, but the Rams will probably win. Yep. Right? And you know what the funny thing about this, dude? He had never seen his Wikipedia page before.
Oh, I know.
He had never seen. He actually asked me. He goes, what are they saying about me on the internet?
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, nothing bad. I said, they're saying you're a monster and whatever, you're a hell of a player. He's like, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, you've never looked at this before? And he goes, no, I didn't know I had a Wikipedia page. It's like, bro, you're the 70th, you're a third-round pick in the NFL draft for the Dallas Cowboys. You played at UCLA. Well, yeah. You're surprised you have a Wikipedia page? I have a Wikipedia page.
Yeah, we do, I know.
So it's like, he was like, oh, I have a Wikipedia, and he looked, and he didn't care. He goes, what are they saying? And he looked for a minute, and then after, and then he says to Cam, because Cam's like, what about the Bengals? And he goes, yeah, the Bengals defense is good. They're really good. And he goes, I don't know their names, but he goes, I know that Hendrickson guy. And he goes,
buddy.
He goes, I know Milton.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't know no one else, man. He goes, I don't know. And like, basically, but I always tell people this when people talk about look ahead games. Okay, Cam. Do you think this guy during the week is looking ahead? Come on.
No.
He even said to us, he didn't know who Bill Romanowski was.
No, he didn't. There's also a difference between look ahead games and spots. Big difference.
Yeah.
Big difference.
You're right. I'm just saying, modern NFL players, they don't even watch the game. They don't care.
Wikipedia.
He's like, what? Like, I like how he goes, I don't know anyone on the Bengals. Man. He goes, I don't know their names.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Okay, now you're living it out. Fun for you and stuff. You're going to have fun.
I'm done.
But for me, imagine telling Pharrell that. Say, Scotty, Saturday, you're not going home. You're going and you're staying at Sam's. He'd be like effing hell I am.
You think these powdered eggs suck?
Yeah.
I'm not going to Sam's and that loser Longhorn. What kind of idiot? I want to go home to 34D and go. Yeah, no,
Scotty wants to get, like, I'm telling you, he's already, he's gone. I love that man, but if he's there at breakfast tomorrow, I'm going to go the other way.
I'm going to be there way earlier tomorrow.
I got to stay positive. I can't have.
Okay, so no joke. We've been here. Me and Cam have been here. Cam's been coming earlier than he wants because he realizes because of the traffic and everything. We've been coming in with the Pharrell crew. Yeah. It's been fun, though.
It has been.
And but we've been here since about 11:30. Like 11.
Eleven.
It's been about a 12.5, 13-hour day here. I will literally be back here in 8 hours.
Yeah.
I'll be here at 8:15 a.m. No, I'm leaving leaving at about 8 because it's going to be morning rush hour traffic. I got to be here for the McAfee show early.
You got to be here. You got business to take care of.
Yeah, and then I got to be back for a show.
Come, and that's professional business.
I got to get another COVID test.
Oh, God.
And a real one. No.
So why'd you bring that up tonight? I was the food was enough. A grifter got my dinner, and now all of a sudden.
When I called Cam, he's like, test. I said, yeah, not just a test. No, I said, we got to do a real test.
You told me the price and time. I went nuts. I was at the liquor store. I was just happy to have a cold Guinness, and you're like, hey, Cam, that test is going to cost close to $300, and you got to do it 48 hours before or something like that? I'm like, you got to be kidding. But the thing is, so I go to, no. I
you're
go to,
nine, it's not nine, but you're all right.
I'm going to Vegas for like 7 days.
Yeah, but that's
why
you're a degenerate. You're going to be there living in Vegas.
I might not come home. I don't want to take that test.
Like I said, in a bag you are.
Can we just do the show without the lights and stuff? If it sounds good, can I stay? I might stay for a month.
Dude.
I don't want to go home.
The internet at the places you're staying will not be good enough.
That's a good point.
More picks tomorrow. Thanks to our guests. Love you all. Other night, you're on your own. Later.